Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, students, to our lesson summary review today. We're continuing with our lesson review of the course Spiritual Gifts. And this week, or today, we're on session number 2, which is entitled, God Has Gifts for You. So I pray that you have your study guide, your note-taking material, and I'll go over some of the main points of this lesson to help give you a little better depth of understanding. So this session is intended to impress upon you that all believers are members of the body of Christ, which is the church, and that every member is important. And so as we review the highlights of this week's lesson, we want to first remind you of what we've talked about in our last session from 1 Corinthians chapter 13. And we wanted you to memorize the first 2 verses of that chapter. That chapter basically speaks about the fact that our spiritual fruit must accompany our spiritual gift. And so we want to think about that as we prepare our hearts and minds to pray for the Holy Spirit's guidance and the Holy Spirit's direction as we review this week's lesson, that the fruit of the Spirit will manifest more and more in our lives and in the lives of those that we impact with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So let's seek the face of God even now, students. Father, we give you glory. We give you honor. Today we ascribe worth to you, for you alone are God. And we thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit that has been appropriated to us through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. We thank you for this precious gift that enables us to gain understanding and wisdom, that empowers us to walk in truth and obedience to your word. Today, may your gift that you have given to us, or the gifts that you have given to us, be made known to us. May we be able to operate freely in those gifts and encourage those around us as your gifts manifest in their lives as well. So we thank you today for every student, every staff member of Grace Bible College and Seminary. We thank you for every person who's listening to these teachings around the world. May your glory be revealed in us, through us, and to us. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. Praise the Lord, students. Again, I'm privileged to have this opportunity to come and share this week's lesson review with you. Again, we're studying from the course Spiritual Gifts. We're on session 2, which is entitled, God Has Gifts for You. So we've already reminded you of the fact that we want you to take a look through 1 Corinthians chapter 13 to try to memorize different portions of scriptures between each class session. Now, if you're taking notes, we're going to review the major objectives that this course talked with us about as we study through our study guide. There are at least 5 major objectives that this course covered, and we're going to briefly touch on each of those objectives today. Now, the first objective that we see the course talk with us about, it asks us to list the 2 major parts of the body of Christ. So the first question was, if Christ had not risen from the dead, where would we be? And if you refer to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 17, you'll see how Paul answered this question. And also, the study guide pointed us to the fact that we would still be lost in our sins. But as Paul said to the Corinthian church, but Christ, the head of the church, is alive, and therefore we are living members with him. So we understand that if Christ had not risen from the dead, then we will still be dead in our sins. And because he is alive, we are living members of his body. Our second objective of this lesson review asks us to explain why each member in the body of Christ is important. So the question we want to ask is, or your study guide asks you, is which part of the body is more important, an arm that can be seen or a muscle in the arm that cannot be seen? Think about that for just a moment. And if we review what the lesson guide pointed us to, And if you look at the portions of Scripture, again, that Paul wrote to the Corinthian church, you can make note of 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 21. And you understand that both are equally important, for the one depends on the other. As Paul said, the eye cannot say to the hand, I don't need you. So we realize that if you look at this portion of Scripture and answer this question, that every member of the body of Christ is important. And the Lord needs, wants, and desires to work through each and every one of us. So that would be the answer for the question for objective two. Let's take a look at objective three for this lesson review. It asks us to state two reasons why a believer should not compare himself with another believer. So here's the question. Have you ever seen two boys playing baseball and noticed how they all wanted to be the pitcher? Actually, this is usually the case because most people think that the pitcher is more important than any other player on the team. But what did Paul say about members of Christ's body who act that way? We see Paul refer to this in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 19, where he said that the body could not function if every member were an eye or a hand. If all were all one part, where would the body be? So we understand from this scripture and from this question that there would be no baseball team if every member were the pitcher. There, and so likewise, students, we need to understand that there are many members in the body of Christ. Each is different, and each performs an important function within the body of Christ. So there's no need for wanting to be the one that's most visible. That was our third question for objective three. Now, let's look at objective four for this lesson review. It wants us to state the source of spiritual gifts. So the question that we're going to ask based on this objective is, why can't spiritual gifts be bought or earned? Why can't spiritual gifts be bought or earned? Well, as we review the lesson material, we understand that they cannot be bought or earned because they are gifts. And no one buys or earns a gift. But the fact that Christ loves us, he has given us these gifts. And the purpose of each gift, each spiritual gift, is for ministry to the Lord and ministry for the Lord. So we're not to draw attention to ourselves through the use of the spiritual gifts. For Christ gave the gifts for specific reasons and specific persons. If you were to take a look at Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 through 16, you'll see some of the gifts, some of the purposes for the gifts of ministry that's mentioned there by Paul to the Ephesian church. Let's take a look at our fifth and final objective. It wants us to explain how spiritual gifts should be used. Now, this is basically following up on the question that we just answered in our previous question. Now, the next question is this. Does the Lord give spiritual gifts to make us feel or look important or more important? And the answer that the study guide gave you and that I really want to emphasize with each and every one of you students is that what makes us important is not our spiritual gifts, but the fact that Christ loves us and gave his life for us. So the purpose of spiritual gifts, again, I want to tell you, is to the Lord and for the Lord. It is not to draw attention to ourselves. And we really need to keep this in mind because a lot of times people seem to exalt others more than the one another in particular realms of Christendom. But if we grab the idea of this lesson that each and every member is important, whether visible or invisible, whether seen or unseen, just as in our natural bodies. None of us can see our heart, but our heart is very important to our body. None of us can see our brain, but our brain is a very important part of our body. So we must keep that same type of understanding in mind as we relate to each and every member of the body of Christ. So those were the five objectives that we reviewed briefly that this particular lesson talked about. And we're on the course, Spiritual Gifts. We're on session number 2, which is entitled, God Has Gifts for You. Now, the next session of our review, we will talk about the church as Christ's body. We know that the church is a community of believers that have faith in Christ and live according to his teachings, follow his ways. Let's talk about the church as Christ's body. And in this portion, we're going to go through an exercise sheet that's going to ask 4 questions that we want to try to answer. We'll try to post the exercise sheet on our Facebook page for those who are studying independently through distance education online and by mail. If you're in a classroom setting, your director should have a copy of the exercise sheet for you. So here we go. Let's take a look at these questions from our exercise sheet that we'll talk about the church as Christ's body. The first question is, the Bible says Christ is the head of the church and we are the body. So how do the body and the head work together? How does the body and the head work together? Well, we see from our study guide that the members of our body do what the head tells it to do, just as our natural body does. Our arm doesn't decide where to look. Our head decides where to look. And then if our head says to pick something up, our hands obey the thought that the head produces. The same thing is similar with the body of Christ. We should always do what he wants us to do, since he is our head. He is always thinking of us, and he does not tell any member of his body to do something that they are not able to do. We also need to be reminded that neither does Christ, the head of the church, tell us to act against one another. Rather, he encourages us to cooperate with each other, working together to do his will, in the same way that the members of our body work together. So it's not difficult to understand the meaning that Paul was trying to express to the Corinthian church, and also the example that Christ came to show us in his ministry on earth, that we are to likewise to basically love one another. So remember that love is one of the fruit of the Spirit that must accompany the gifts of the Spirit in order for the body to be edified, built up. This is very important for us to keep in mind. The second question of our exercise sheet is this. Have you ever had a sore toe? And if so, how did it affect the rest of your body? And also, what lesson does this suggest concerning the members of the body of Christ? Well, if you have had a sore toe before, you know that when your toe is sore, your whole body feels the pain. Likewise, students, we should sympathize with fellow believers if and when they suffer. We should show that we care and that we will do all we can to help them, to bring them back to healing, to wholeness in their lives. Again, just liking the work of Christ's body as our body functions. We want the whole body to be whole and complete. Here's question number 3. Why is it wrong for us to compare ourselves with other believers and wish God had given their gifts to us? Well, students, we need to understand, as the study guide pointed out to you, that if we are discontented, we are basically finding fault with God, that God wasn't wise enough in his decision to bless us or give us the gift that we have. We are basically doubting his love and questioning his wisdom, as I said before. So what we need to do is that we need to believe God gave us our gift or gifts because he knows what is best for us, because he loves us, and he knows how the gift that he gave us can be used to serve him. So we will humbly trust and receive whatever God has done in our lives without comparing ourselves to others or wishing that we had the gift that others had. Christ, as you look in the book of Ephesians, as Paul talked about this to the early church, he says that the Holy Spirit distributed the gifts according as God saw fit. So thank God for whatever gift that he's given you and ask him through his Spirit to help you to be able to exercise your gift effectively. Our fourth and final question from our exercise sheet is this. If you look at your study guide in this lesson, it speaks of what's called the stewardship of spiritual gifts. So with that in mind, what responsibility does this place on each believer, seeing that we are a steward of the spiritual gifts that God has given us? So we need to understand the meaning of the word steward. A steward is someone who manages what belongs to another person. And if the steward is faithful, he puts the property to good use to the owner's benefit. Because it does not belong to the steward, it belongs to the owner. Just as we talked about earlier, that the gifts were given to us for Christ, in our ministry to Christ. So we, as stewards of the gift that God has given us, we want to make sure that we use our gifts for his benefit. So we can be good stewards of spiritual gifts by putting our gifts to use so that Christ will be glorified and that his church will be strengthened. So this is how the church functions as Christ's body, and why each member of the body is important. I really pray that you grab the meaning of this week's lesson review. Now, in closing, we want to pray a prayer of thanks. We want to give thanks to God for the privilege of being members of his body, and we want to give him thanks and praise for the spiritual gifts that he has bestowed upon his church. So let's take time now to, if you've been feeling that you may be less important than other people within the body of Christ, perhaps your local church or others in ministry, or that as a believer, others are more valuable in God's eyes than you, then I pray that this week's lesson will help you to understand that we are all equally important to God. Just as every member, every part of our natural bodies are important to our overall self, you are a very important part of the body of Christ. So let's pray now for each and every student and staff member that we all would embrace the gift that God has given us, that as we teach and as we preach and as we live out our example, that we always allow the fruit of the Spirit to accompany whatever gift of the Spirit that God has given us. And again, I want to remind you as we close out with prayer to continue to memorize two more verses in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, which is a foundational study we want you to do on which to base your life as well as your ministry service. So here we are, Father. We thank you today again for this opportunity to learn of you, to grow, to gain greater wisdom and knowledge of how we relate to you and how you relate to us. We thank you for this lesson on that the spiritual gift that teaches us that you have gifts for each and every one of us and that our gifts are important within the body of Christ. I thank you that you revealed to us today how the church functions as your body, Father, and help us to live out the examples that we studied today. May we learn, may we live, and may we grow as we apply these lessons to our life. We thank you for it now in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord, students. Again, so privileged to have this opportunity to come and speak with you today. We look forward to continuing this exciting journey through our course, Spiritual Gifts. So in the meantime, remember those verses from 1 Corinthians 13, and we look forward to speaking with you again in our next session. And until then, God bless you, and good day.